If his life does not change soon, he will die before next Christmas. What does that matter? There are too many people in the world, so it's a good thing if some of them die.
Scrooge was ashamed and sad to hear his own words spoken by the Spirit. But he lifted his head when he heard his name.
"Mr. Scrooge," said Bob, "let's drink to Mr. Scrooge, whose money has paid for this meal."
"His money?" said Mrs. Cratchit angrily. "What can we buy with his 15 shillings a week? Why should we drink to the health of a hateful, hard, unfeeling, mean old man like Scrooge?"
"My dear," said Bob gently, "remember, it's Christmas."
"Well, Bob, I'll drink to his health only because of you and because it's Christmas. Long life to Mr. Scrooge. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to him. He'll be very merry and very happy, I'm sure."
When the children heard Scrooge's name, a dark shadow came over their happiness for a while, and they were quiet and a little sad. But 5 minutes later they were talking and laughing and telling stories, 10 times merrier than before. They were not a good-looking or a well-dressed family, but they were happy and grateful and loved each other. As they disappeared in the light of the Spirit's torch, Scrooge could not take his eyes off them, especially Tiny Tim. By this time it was getting dark and snowing heavily. The Spirit took Scrooge into many houses where fires were burning cheerfully and food was cooking, and people were merrily welcoming their friends and families into their homes. The ghost was delighted to see all this excitement, and made sure that he lifted his torch over every poor family to give them more fun and better food and greater happiness. Then the Spirit took Scrooge away from the busy capital to a wild, lonely place in the country, where no trees grew. Here they visited a small stone house, a long way from any town or village, where an old man and woman were singing Christmas carols with their children and grandchildren.